Well, I made it to the opposite shore, and I was trying to find a way to get up out of the lake, but because of all these reeds that are along the shore, looked like I could make my way through kind of area where the snow had pounded down the reeds. But as I started going through that area, bam, I went down about up to my thighs and my feet in water, and tried again, bam, down to my waist, climbed back up, and so got kind of wet feet right now. There is a marina about a 3/4 mile north I could go up to, get on the road, and then go a couple miles to store, but now with wet feet, it's kind of not worth it. And I lost my cell phone somewhere, so I marked the point where I noticed it being missing, and I'll go back, and I'll give me something to do on the way back. Should be able to find it pretty easily. I can see some people over by the marina area, over by, I don't know if it's a marina, but it's been cleared of the reeds. And over by where Geneva Steel used to be. Looked like they were watching me for a while. These crazy reeds along the lake are not native to Utah Lake. Somehow they got introduced, and they just do a terrible job along the, taking up the shoreline. You try to burn them out, try to poison them, nothing can seem to get rid of them. So they're just all along the lake shore. You know, they go about 8-9 feet high, and so makes it a troubling time trying to really get out on the lake. There's only select spots where that's easy to do up here on the north side of the lake. So, I did get my, warmed some batteries and got my GPS going. My navigation turned out to be real good. I would have come hit shore only probably less than 1/4 mile from my goal. So now it's going to be really easy because I got footprints to follow all the way. I don't have to navigate. And only footprints out here, so I'll head back now. I have kind of the sun more in my face to warm me, and feet starting to warm up from the getting soaked. So that's a beautiful day, and it's been a nice run. Kind of hard on the quads. It's just like running in sand. So, but a great workout. So, keep going.